Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
So welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Line Ministries. Guys, we're really excited about the show tonight, but just like every night, we're going to open up in prayer. Dear Father, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come together. Father, I'm asking that your Holy Spirit move through this broadcast tonight. Father, touch the hearts and minds of those listening in. Father, we expect and ask for your blessings on this show. We ask for change and transformation to begin through this show. Father, bless us. Bless this time we have together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, just like I said, we've got a really exciting show. We've got a lot of material to cover tonight. This will be our final sermon on the How to Change Your Life in 10 Days. I was going to put it off, but add one more week. But through a lot of studying this week and a lot of new information and just spending time with the Lord, I decided to go ahead and condense a few things and hopefully I believe that this is going to be a really powerful message that will impact you tremendously. So the title of tonight's sermon is A Call to Action, and that's exactly what this is going to be, is a call to action not only for those that are listening on the show, but for myself as well, because I believe, just like I've said before, I think we are in a crucial, critical time in history. I believe that God is wanting to call out. If you're not familiar with this term, I believe that God is calling out his bride. I believe he's calling out the church. He's calling people out of the churches. We're going to go into a lot of that tonight. So stand by. Take this time during the commercial break to text, call, tweet, Facebook, post, anything you want to do to get your friends, family, anybody on the line. Because I promise you that you'll be blessed by this message, and we're going to finish this series out. And I'll let you know before we end tonight's show what we'll be moving on to next week. So we're going to take a short commercial break and a music break, and we'll be back real soon. This is Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
There will be marches. We don't stop. So we'll be singing in the east. So we'll be gathering. We're in the west. So we'll be shouting. We're in the north.
They will be marching. We're down south. They will be
every day that this world change. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this is a cold world that we living in, and this is a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home, we gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, homie. It's people out in prison.
same pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229, let's stop the violence. Them 45s and them AKs, let's put them guns away.
They
put them
will
up.
Be marching without doubt.
So they will be.
And director Antonio G. Wells presents to you Buy a My Still Single, The Stage Flames, coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows, available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
And what does that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
Ooh,
I know.
Because I like good vibes.
Yeah,
Ooh.
That old lady, you.
F-I-slap you.
You don't want to miss this play, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl, because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case, because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24, 2013, another Antonio G. Wells production.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Tammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
So welcome back. You were just listening to the pastor's pick tonight. That's G Squad with Marching. Well, guys, here we go. This is, like I said, this is the last sermon in this series, How to Change Your Life in 10 Days. I hope that you've been blessed by the information, the teachings that have gone out over the past several weeks. For those of you that have joined us before, you know we've talked a lot about honor. We've talked about honor being the key, one of the key principles that unlocks the treasures that are inside the people that we come across, that we meet, that we're surrounded by every single day. That this time on earth is all about relationship. That's what God desires from us, is relationship with Him. He wants that daily intimacy with us, and He wants that with each other as well. So He gives us these principles to operate by, these principles that help us to get past this, the dirt and the garbage and the baggage and all of these things, the pain and the crud that we've been through in our lives. It helps us, the honor and respect is what helps us get past that into that treasure, where the Bible says that the kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in a field. Well, tonight we're going to bring this all together. I need to preface this. I feel strongly that I need to preface this message and make sure that everyone understands that I am not here to attack the American traditional church. I'm not here to attack or criticize pastors. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you the truth. I am not here to tell you that there are false prophets running around all over the place, because we hear that term way too much and it's used way out of context. If someone doesn't like the preaching of another pastor, they just call him a false prophet, and that raises a red flag and it just draws more attention to me. That's not why I'm here. But I do believe that for decades and decades and decades, because religion has become more important than God, that because man-made things, man-made rituals have become commonplace in the church, that we've gotten away from the true intent and the purpose that God has for our lives, for the church, for the body of Christ, and what He wants to do with the body of Christ. So with that said, we're going to look at one specific during 2 Peter chapter 1. But before we go to 2 Peter chapter 1, this is a bold statement. But you need to hear me and you need to listen very, very closely. That I believe the church today, because of the dangers, because of the way that pastors, preachers, apostles, bishops, you name it, have been trapped by this system because of the need to create something to keep up with the Joneses, the need to create something as big or bigger than the church down the street, for the need to prove that my denomination is the true gospel, that it's all become about Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Pentecostal, Catholic. We've become divided in every aspect of our walk with God. And because of that, because of the need to grow, we hear it all the time, church growth. We hear that, man, that church is producing fruit. That church is fruitful. And we gauge fruitfulness by the number of butts sitting in seats. And that has nothing to do with biblical fruit. But because a church has a $30 million facility and 40,000 members, we believe that has to be the truth. That has to be the way this is supposed to be, and it's the farthest thing from the way this is supposed to be. I believe that the churches and church leaders are partly responsible for the decay of our society. Church people that are saved, every church around every corner full on Sunday morning, completely full of church people that are saved but don't know how to live saved. I need you to write this down if you have the ability to write this down. The person of Jesus gets you ready for heaven, but the teaching of Jesus gets you ready for earth. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is you can go down to the altar and you can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, and you can stand up, walk away, and be broke for the rest of your life. You can go down to the altar today and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and stand up, walk away, and every relationship you ever have from that point on is jacked up. You can accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today and walk away from the altar and be sick for the rest of your life. Because we're not being given any knowledge of how Jesus said to manage your finances, how to manage your relationships, how to manage the temple that you've been given, which is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. You know, we need in this life, especially for those of us who are born again, who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have a mission. We have a calling on our lives. Not just me as a pastor, all of us. All of us are called to ministry. We're all called to the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile everything back to God. We're called to be a light in a dark world. And to do that, we need energy. We need vitality. We need all these things to carry out our assignment and calling from God, and we can't do that walking around every day talking about how my knees hurt and about how tired I am, because we spend all day long abusing our bodies with a number of things, whether it be nicotine, whether it be alcohol, whether it be food. And we wonder why we walk around and we're tired and we're lethargic and we feel like we need naps, and as we get older, we're coming down with diseases, and we wonder why our kids are diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, why they can't pay attention, why they're off the chain and we can't control them. They're like that because we're not feeding them the food that they need to be nourished to where their bodies can operate properly. And the fact is just like in everything else, we reap what we sow. So if we choose to abuse our bodies with alcohol, drugs, nicotine, you name it, there will come a time that we will pay for that choice. And that applies to everyone. We have no idea. We go and we sit in the churches and we're taught and we're preached. We hear the preaching on faith. Faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. But we're not taught. We don't know what the Word of God says about how to deal with issues in our lives. We have millions and millions of evangelical Christians sitting in church every Sunday that don't know the first thing about the Bible. But we have preachers and pastors that almost by default want it that way, because they have to keep you in faith. They have to keep you in faith. They don't want to teach you the power that you have in you. They don't want to teach you that you have the ability to go out and heal yourself. No, 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 no. You need to come to us, and that we need to call on the elders of the church, and you need to come down, and we need to lay hands on you. That's not what Jesus told me. That's not what Jesus told me. So we have this epidemic of Christians who don't even understand what it means to be a Christian. We don't understand the principles that Jesus laid out, this life of Jesus. Everything about his life, everything about his ministry was teaching us how to live in this life and how to live life abundantly, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. He taught us these things in order to carry out his mission, to continue, to pick up where he left off when he said, I've given you the ability to do all the things that I have done and even greater things than these you will do. But we see no evidence of that in the church. We don't see any evidence of that in our daily lives. So my responsibility, I have a huge responsibility. And maybe this is a luxury on my part. Maybe this is a luxury because I haven't had time to be trapped by the system. Maybe it's a luxury because the way I've been taught to guard myself against these things. But I have a responsibility to teach everyone that I come in contact with about another kingdom, about the kingdom of God. A different type of life is available in this kingdom. Different types of blessings are available in this kingdom, blessings that aren't available to people outside of this kingdom. That's a harsh reality, but that's reality. So with that said, let's move on to 2 Peter chapter 1 and start with verse 3. And it says, His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God's divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Through the knowledge. Through. That means we have to go through something to get to the knowledge. Through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Through the knowledge, so once we get the knowledge, then we get the promises. Given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through, here's that word again, through these, we may be partakers of the divine nature. Wow. So if I can focus on the knowledge, then I'm going to get to the promises. And if I can get to the promises, through that I will become a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, I've read this verse, this verse before. We're going to read it again. This is chapter 5. But also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, if you do these things, you will never stumble. Faith is not good enough. Faith is not all there is. Faith keeps you stuck. Because we get down on our knees and we pray and we wait for the storms to come in our life and we drop to our knees. If we become desperate enough, we drop to our knees and we cry out to God, God, please help me. Please help me. Please rain down your blessings on me. God, please send a legion of angels to surround me, a hedge of protection around me. Please, Lord, stop this from happening. And the whole time, God is saying, son, daughter, you're not getting this. I've given you the power. I've given you the principles. I've given you the manual. We are a product of the King. We are His. We are bought with a price. And because we were bought with a price, and because Christ bared our sins on that cross, we have a second chance. We have a second chance at life. We have a second chance at eternity in heaven. We have the ability to come boldly before the throne and obtain mercy and seek grace. We have all of these things because of what Christ did for us on the cross. But this manual, this product, all of us, this product of the King comes with a manual, and it comes with the warning labels that say, do not operate this product under these circumstances. don't do this. But it also comes with the can-dos. It comes with the part that said, under these circumstances, this product will flourish. Under these circumstances, you can live a whole, abundant, exceedingly abundant life. Your relationships can flourish. Your excuse me, your finances can flourish. Your body doesn't have to be sick. Your body doesn't have to be subject to the diseases that we see every day that are taking people out daily. So God says, I'm looking for righteousness. I'm looking for you to understand that you're living in a kingdom. I'm looking for you to understand that I am your king. You are my sons. You are my daughters, and you have an inheritance. You have rights to the kingdom. You have the same inheritance that your brother Jesus had before he came back home. He left you his inheritance, the Holy Spirit, and he asked you and told you, these are the things that I require of you. These are the things that I'm asking you to do to carry on my work, and we're getting it all wrong. All of Jesus' life, all of his work, all of his ministry has been reduced to buildings on corners full of people, singing songs, saying hallelujah, saying amen, and leaving those buildings and acting the complete opposite the rest of the week. Please understand this, and this is where we've gone wrong a lot, because this is the culture that we now live in. This is the signs of the times that we're in. In Proverbs 1:7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Let's go back to 2 Peter. Through knowledge, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. If you don't get the beginning right, if you don't get step one right, steps 2, 3, and 4 are useless. We need to understand that God will not be mocked. The number one thing wrong with this generation, and I'll say this over and over and over again, the number one thing with this generation is the lack of fear of God. People pack out churches every Sunday, but there's no respect for God. There's no fear of God. If you could have cameras set up in every church in every corner, you would see people texting during church, setting up the meeting for Monday morning. You would see people sleeping in church. You would see at the end of the service when there's an altar call, when there's anywhere from 1 to 100 people that could come down to an altar and give their lives to Jesus, which is the most important decision these people will ever make in their lives. You'll also see hundreds of people flocking out the back door to get out to get to their cars first so there'll be traffic. See, this lack of respect and this lack of fear is what's wrong with this society. We no longer fear anything. We've said for the past how many weeks now, we've talked about this culture of dishonor, this culture of disrespect. And you see it in the churches. We see churches around every corner that is tithe and offering time, and 1,000 people stand up and say, amen. Amen, it's time for tithe and offering time, but when it's time to bring the tithes and offerings, 13% of church-going Americans tithe and give on a regular basis. We don't respect God with our money, and therefore we've never experienced the blessing in that part of our life. God will not be mocked. The Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Don't be fooled. God will not be mocked. He sees everything we're doing, and you will reap what you sow. If you don't reap what you sow, God is mocked. But my Bible says God will not be mocked. Don't think you're hiding something. See, it's become very evident in this ministry. It's very interesting that, you know, you get surrounded by people, and these people, they think that they've got you fooled. They think that you don't see what you really see. Well, if me as a normal average human being can look and see that things are so obvious, what do you think God sees? What do you think he sees? Do you think he sees the things that are going on behind the scenes? Do you think that he sees you taking and rolling up $5 $1 bills and a little wad, making it think you're putting more in the offering plate? Do you think he doesn't hear about you talking about your giving, but he knows that you don't give anything? But day after day after day in the ministry, this is what we hear. I don't have any money. I don't know if I'm ever going to get out of this financial situation. My relationships are suffering. I can't seem to get along with anybody. My friends are dropping like flies. And any type of romantic relationship is just out the window because I can't seem to get this right. Why? Because we're not operating by the principles that Jesus taught us when he was on this earth. We cannot believe that we're somehow outside the lines, because just because you're ignorant to the law does not mean it doesn't apply. Let me say that again. Just because you're ignorant of the law does not mean that it does not apply to you. God never taught me the law of gravity when I was 6 years old. But I jumped off the garage anyway. And when I jumped off the garage, I suffered the consequences of that action. But I was ignorant of the law of gravity. There's no such thing as I didn't know. Because the fact is, I can talk to person after person after person after person, and I can drive this home in every sermon that I preach. But still, there's no change. I can preach every single week on, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I can teach, whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. I can teach all of these things week after week after week. I can teach honor. If you will show someone honor and respect, you will unlock that treasure inside of them. And the blessings that you could receive are beyond anything that you can ever imagine. But not one time have I heard over the past several weeks, Pastor, let me tell you this story about what happened to me when I put this principle into practice. Pastor Chris, let me tell you what happened with my boss, because I've been getting really aggravated with my boss, and I'm getting really disillusioned with my job. And I don't really want to be there. I've been there 5 years, and I just can't seem to get ahead. And let me tell you, I decided to turn to flip the script and to show my boss some honor. And guess what? I got a promotion. Nope. Haven't heard that either. I haven't heard, Pastor Chris, let me tell you about what happened when I decided to show my wife or my husband some honor, to honor her or him for a change, instead of setting these false expectations and demanding some type of behavior that they don't even know what it is I'm expecting. But I decided to put it all on me and show some honor. And Pastor Chris, you wouldn't believe it, my whole marriage has changed. Nope, haven't heard that. Pastor Chris, you wouldn't believe it. I decided, I said, no matter how much it hurt, no matter how much I was scared to let go of my last $20 because I didn't feel like I had it to give, I decided to show God some honor and show God some respect. So I gave what I felt like I didn't have, and lo and behold, 3 days later, Pastor Chris, I got a check in the mail. I got a promotion at my job. Nope. Didn't hear that either. Pastor Chris, I hear these principles that you're talking, and you know, I can't keep going down this same road that I've been going down, just chasing after the wind like it talks about in the book of Ecclesiastes, where it says, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. There's nothing new under the sun. You're just chasing after the wind. So I decided to quit chasing after the wind. I decided to sit still for just a minute and listen to God and say, God, you know the desires of my heart. You know that I want to serve you more than I want to do anything in my life. So for you, out of respect and fear of my God, I'm going to sit still and I'm going to let you tell me which move to make next. And Pastor Chris, when I did that, you wouldn't believe what happened. Nope, haven't heard that either. Guys, the kingdom of God is supposed to expand. It's supposed to grow exponentially. But the kingdom cannot expand unless people in this world see something different in the people that claim to be a part of a kingdom. If I walk around claiming that I'm a part of a kingdom, and oh, let me tell you about this kingdom. Let me tell you about my king. Let me tell you about my inheritance. Let me tell you about what I have rights to. Let me tell you about these realities that take place in my kingdom. But this person that I'm telling these things to, they don't see any difference in me than they do in anybody else, and they see the behavior and the activities and the language that comes out of my mouth and the hatred that I have for my fellow man and the gossip and the backbiting and the selfishness. They've seen me time after time, and there's been opportunities to give and help, but they've never seen me give a dime to anyone. They've seen me ask. They've seen me walk around as a charity case 24/7, saying, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have, I never will have, I'm never going to get out of this, I don't know what's wrong with me. They see me walking around all day saying, man, I'm tired. I'm just tired. You know, my back hurts all the time, and I'm tired, I'm worn out. Man, I just don't have any energy. So I'm not healthy, I don't have any money, I have no charity in my heart, I don't have any love for my fellow man, I'm not seeing a need and meeting a need, and all I do is talk about the jacked up life that I'm living, and I have faith and hope that one day it's going to turn around. One day the chains are going to be broken. Miraculously, fire is going to come down from heaven and light me up, and everything's going to change. What does that individual want that I've got? What's he going to say when I invite him to church? What's he going to say when I invite him to a radio show that, you know, I've been getting blessed by this pastor on Hip Hop National Radio every Sunday night, and I really like the way he preaches, and we're learning some new things. We're learning about the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God and the image of Christ. But if you're not displaying those things that you're hearing on Sunday nights or on Wednesday nights or on Sunday mornings, why in the world would anybody want to be a part of anything that you're doing? Because they can turn around and say, man, did you just see that $30 million building they built down the road? Man, that thing is just, it's like Christian Cribs up in here. Yeah, and that pastor, did you see the Bentley that dude drives? Man, there must be something going on in that church. I think I'll go there. So because of our disobedience and our lack of fear of God and the fact that we're playing, because make no mistake, that's what it is. We're just playing. We're playing Christian. We like to say, God bless you. We like to sing the right songs. But if the kingdom is not growing, if the ministries are not growing that are trying to teach the truth, that sometimes that truth might not feel great. You might not leave this radio broadcast tonight and feel like you got sunshine blown up your rear end. But by the way, that's what pastors are for. This misconception has grown in America that I'm supposed to make you feel good every Sunday. I'm supposed to tell you that you're doing everything right. I'm supposed to tell you, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry, brother, that you're going through the trials and tribulations that you're going to, but I'm here to tell you today that there's a full moon coming on Friday and everything's going to turn around. That's a bunch of bull. And each one of those pastors that are doing that, they'll have their just reward. That's between them and God. That's not between me. But I'm not going to fall into that trap. I'm in the business of raising up an army for my king. I've been appointed a general. I'm a general, and it's my job to assemble an army. And the army that I assemble are the people that I want in the foxholes and in the trenches fighting beside me. Somebody that won't turn their back on me when things get rough. Somebody that'll love me when I'm hard to love. Because that's what I've dedicated my life to. Is in taking the people that are the hardest to love, the people that the world has turned its back on, the people that the world has pretty much said they're a lost cause, nobody can turn them around. My God can turn them around. The message, the good news of the kingdom can turn them around. The name of Jesus Christ can turn them around. The blood of Jesus can turn them around. Do you believe it? See, that's where faith comes in. It's not faith that's all about me. It's not faith saying, Lord, I have faith that you're going to bless my life. It's, Lord, I have faith that I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and no matter how frustrated I may be, I have faith that with the Holy Spirit inside me that I can wake up tomorrow and no matter what comes my way, I can still love. I can still give. I can still not worry about the next day. That I can still not be anxious about the next day because I know that you know the desires of my heart. I know that you know the needs that I have, and I've committed my life to you. I've laid down my life for you. There's a war going on in this world right now against Jesus. Make no mistake. If you can't find it here in the United States, look elsewhere. Look in Egypt. Look in Iran. Check your news. Google it. Whatever you've got to do and see the numbers of Christians that are being slaughtered on a daily basis. See the numbers of Christian churches that are being burnt to the ground. See the houses of Christian pastors being burnt down and Christian pastors being thrown into jail for no reason, just for their belief in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if you don't believe it's coming here, it's already started. We just choose to not believe that. We choose to believe that, no, not in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. No, it's happening here too. So as we end this series on how to change your life in 10 days, and this is a little bit of a personal testimony from me. Everyone within the sound of my voice needs to know that I have acknowledged and been obedient to a calling on my life. I know that I know that I know that I was placed on earth to preach the message of the kingdom. I'll continue to do this until I take my last breath, no matter what. If I never make one dime in this ministry, I will continue to do what I do. But in my personal life, I was warned. I was warned by several pastors, preachers, experienced men of God. Chris, please understand that when you accept this call, that the gates of hell are going to open. They're just going to bust wide open on your life. I didn't speak it into reality. I just said, bring it on. And make no mistake, that's exactly what's happened in my life since I accepted the calling into the ministry. There have been financial issues. There have been sickness issues. There have been relationship issues in my extended family, in my immediate family. There have been children issues. I have a ministry that's been going on for no less now than 6 months. 6 months in the ministry, and not one penny has been taken into this ministry. Not one. Not one. But I will tell you this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I count all of this joy. I am as joyful and peaceful and happy now than I've ever been in my life because I know what's about to happen. And if I wouldn't have understood these things, and hear me loud and clear, prior to accepting the call into ministry, for 3 years prior to accepting that call, what did I do? I understood that faith wasn't good enough. So what did I do? I added virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, self-control to self-control, perseverance to perseverance, godliness to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. So when the storm came, just like they told me it was going to come, I didn't stumble. I'm still standing. If I wouldn't have known these things, and if I wouldn't have developed the relationship that I have with my God, if I wouldn't have submitted myself to Him and said, you're in control of my life from this point on. I'm putting all of the old ways behind me. I'm going to wake up each day and I'm going to try to love harder. I'm going to love more. I'm going to love better. I'm going to try to use Jesus Christ as my example. Because on the cross, suffering everything that He'd suffered, from being beaten like a dog and dragged through the streets and spit on, from losing pints and pints of blood and nails driven through his hands and feet and hanging there in agony. What did he say? What did he say? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. But we wake up every day hating everybody around us. We wake up every day making excuses for our life. We wake up every day blaming everybody else for our shortcomings. It's so-and-so's fault that I can't find a job. It's my mom and daddy's fault that I ended up where I am. It's my coworker's fault that I didn't get that promotion. We talk about people like they're dirt. And we walk through this life every single day being surrounded by people who have needs. They need comforted. Sometimes they just need a word of encouragement. Sometimes they need food. Sometimes they need clothes. Sometimes they need money. There are ministries just like this one who are starting to get this right. And the ministry is all about serving. What are you offering to that ministry? Are you offering your time? Are you offering any financial support? Are you taking the initiative to go to the pastor and say, I know that God is calling me. I've lived 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, and for the first time in my life, I can feel him calling me out. I feel that he has a purpose and a higher calling for my life, so I'm willing to lay aside these old ways of doing things. Whatever it takes, God, I'm yours. And going to that ministry and saying, I need you to help me figure out how to do this. Because instead of putting everything on the pastor, instead of showing up one, two, three, four times a week, whatever it is, and saying, Pastor, please entertain me. Please make me feel good about my God and good about my life. And let me say amen 1,200 times a week. No, what can I do for this body? What can I contribute to the body? The time is now. The time is now. If you haven't seen your life change in the past several weeks, that's okay. Because if you haven't, that means you haven't applied these principles yet. But I said this morning in church, as long as there's a breath left in you, God is not done with you yet. He wants more from you. He does not want worldly greatness. He wants to take you to a greater place. A greater place. I'm going to read to you what that means. And then we're going to say one more thing, and then we're going to close this out. Greater. Let me say this. There's three categories. I spoke this at church this morning. One category is good enough. Good enough is the baseline living marked by mediocrity, being stuck in spiritual survival mode, and being controlled by complacency. That definition of good enough describes at least 75%. And I'm gonna keep this specific to America. That describes at least 75% of the American population. Good enough. The baseline living, marked by mediocrity, being stuck in spiritual survival mode and being controlled by complacency. And then there's what we see as greatness, what we've been taught from the time we were knee-high, what greatness is. Greatness is the vague, unrealistic aspirations of doing better that don't work in real life. You see, good enough leaves you stuck in stagnation, and grasping for greatness leads to endless frustration. But greater is a third way. And this is what I need you to listen to tonight and just meditate on this. Greater is the life-altering understanding that God is ready to accomplish a kind of greatness in your life that is entirely out of human reach. Beyond Steve Jobs, beyond what you see in yourself on your best day, but exactly what God has seen in you all along. I'm going to end with this. We are entering into a time in history where over the next 4 years, and we'll talk more in detail about this, and if anybody would like to talk to me privately about this, I would be happy to talk to you. We are entering into a time in history, and over the next 4 years, you're going to see this world change dramatically. The changes that you're going to see take place have nothing to do with a president. They have nothing to do with a government. They have nothing to do with a prime minister. They have nothing to do with an earthly king. You are going to see changes take place in this world in the next four years that you never thought in a million years you would ever see happen. The persecution of the church is going to grow rapidly. It is growing rapidly around the world right now. During the next 4 years, we're going to be faced with a choice. And I'm not going to go into much detail about that. We have to lose this American exceptionalism mentality that nothing bad can happen to us here. This isn't about America. We have to get a Christian and a biblical worldview. A biblical worldview that we have brothers and sisters all over the globe, not just here in America. God created all of us, and he created all of us equally. We have to start looking at this world through God's eyes. But if you'll listen to me now and start seeking him, it doesn't take anything radical. All it takes is time. Carve out some time. Please do not let your fellowship with God be posting on Facebook every day. I'm not opposed to posting on Facebook. That's fine. It's a mission field. It's the third largest country in the world. Facebook is the third largest country in the world by population. It's a mission field. I get it. Post on Facebook, that's fine. But please, don't let that be the time that you spend with God. Please don't let that be your billboard, your bumper sticker, your fish on your bumper. Honk if you love Jesus. Like if you love Jesus. Don't let that be the only time you spend with him. Lock yourself away in a closet, in a quiet place. Get on your knees. Get on your face. Cry out to him. Stop crying out. Quit being a beggar. Don't beg from God. Praise him. Love on him. Listen to him. Let him speak to you. If you want to cry out something to God, cry out this: God, please speak to me. Show me what you want me to do with my life. How can I be a blessing to others? I pray that this message hasn't been too in your face. But believe me, and always know that I'm speaking to myself, because these are the things that God told me this week. These are the things that he's correcting me on, that I cannot fall into this worldly trap of ministry that starts to look like everything else around me. I'm committed to helping, praying for, ministering to, discipling anybody that's within the sound of my voice. But I'm also asking that anybody that's listening, consider. Pray about it. Ask God if this ministry is a ministry that you'd like to devote yourself to. You don't have to live here in Atlanta. I've said it all along. We will set up exactly what we're doing here in any city in this nation. We did it with nothing. We're still doing it with nothing. And isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that we're building a ministry with nothing, with no financial support? No big building, no sound system, no light system, no church band, but we're building a ministry. We're building the body of Christ. We're growing the kingdom, and we're going to stay the course. Let's take a short commercial break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview, Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Play. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
And what does that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
ooh,
I know.
Oh, because I like the vibe.
Yeah, ooh, that old lady. Ooh, you.
If I slap you.
You don't want to miss this play, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24th, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin with me. Coming.
station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Ministries. This is that time in the show where we open up the lines. If you'd like to comment or if anybody has any questions, you can press the number one on your phone, and that will put you in the host queue, and we'd love to hear from you. And by the way, that was Michael Finney and Holy Spirit.
All right, Pastor Chris, we have 229-310. 229-310, you're now have the floor.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris. How you doing? This is John Lowe.
Hey, John.
Hey, man. I just like to say, man, you got a great show tonight. Philippians chapter 4, verse 2, they be of the same mind of the Lord. Acts chapter 17, verse 11, says, we see the Lord with the eagerness of the mind. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 say, brace up your mind for activity. So the first thing is to identify yourself by having the Holy Spirit as a helper. To gain freedom from the influence of this world is to remember the difference between the scriptures and the original teaching. Then position your mind to accept the absolute truth. The gateway to move precisely, to recover the type of effort that would bring comprehensive to the critical impact, you must be able to keep a consistent balance throughout your fear and love. Through your diversification, you must stay focused to know the difference between justice, justification, and to justify. You know, to be able to accept understanding before you can change your life, you need to know the difference in these three J's. And I see tonight that you really came on real strong and from straight from your heart. You didn't sugarcoat anything. You honest, telling the truth, the things in which that we need to hear. It doesn't need to be sugarcoated. Some of us need to get this hard so that we can understand the meaning behind the point, what you try to drive home to us. And you're working very hard. And like I say, you gain my respect. For all the hard work and dedication that you have, I see that you have committed yourself from the heart. Honesty is a very important key in trying to achieve what you need to achieve and to have God behind you, backing you. Like you say, you have your ministry is growing from that, but you have the Holy Spirit backing you. And I just want to say, man, you're doing a great job, and, you know, there's some changes taking place within me. Like I say, you had a little fight back within me to strive harder to make some changes in my life. And there's some things that I'm working on, and you hit some good points and make me recognize that there's a change that's taking place in the United States over here in this ministry dealing with the pastors and big church, and also in people's life. And like I said, you're doing a great job and an excellent job. And I just want to say that you're doing a great job, man. You really struck home with me tonight. So I'm going to have to step my game up a little bit, you know, trying to participate, you know, what you have in store for the future.
Well, John, I appreciate it, brother. Appreciate you a lot. Appreciate you listening in every week, and I appreciate your support.
Yeah, you say a lot of great things, and you come straight from the Bible. You teach from the Bible, and people are able to learn and to get the concept of which that you are trying to explain yourself. That's the most important. That's one reason that I listen, because of your teaching and your heartfelt feelings with that you put in your sermon. And that's a very important thing, you know. And like I said, I know you come straight from the Bible, and with your teaching. And like I say, I know a little bit, but I don't know a lot. But I know it enough to know that somebody knew what they're talking about. And they're very truthful enough. And I can really say that about your ministry that you're trying to achieve.
Well, John, thank you, brother. And we'll catch up sometime this week. I appreciate you, man.
Okay.
Area code 850-322. Please state your name and where you're calling in from.
Hey, how you doing? Curtis Williams III from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Just want to say I didn't catch all of the show, but I caught pretty much the ending. Great show. I mean, about the world changing, I do see that. I mean, I see how people they don't have love for one each other like they should have. I mean, luckily I was blessed in a family that shows love unconditionally every day, all day, and a lot of the people I'm around, they show love all day, every day. That's how society should act. And I'm glad you just informing people and letting people know that this is something that we all need to speak together as people. We all God's people. We all God's children. One thing you said before, you said we're all ambassadors of the kingdom. So, I mean, we should walk, talk, and act like ambassadors. I see some of the people around me doing that, and I try to enlighten other people that they should do that as well. And, I mean, just love one another. That's pretty much it.
You got it, man. Thanks, Curtis. I appreciate you, brother.
No problem. Anytime, man. Anytime.
And, Pastor Chris, for me, I had a question you had mentioned some earlier. The person of Jesus get you ready for earth, you said, or did you say, what did you say for that? And then the other one, you said the teaching of Jesus get you ready for heaven.
It was actually the opposite. So the person of Jesus gets you ready for heaven. That's his death on the cross. And then the teachings of Jesus get you ready for earth. In other words, the principles that he taught. He teaches you about the kingdom and how to live your life and all those principles. So, yeah, the person of Jesus gets you ready for heaven. The teachings of Jesus get you ready for earth.
Okay. And yes, you said some things, you know, tonight that made me, you know, really think, you know, I'll say, okay, I'm not going to church today because I know we do the show, so I'm doing other things. And, you know, it just played on my heart, you know, am I really, you know, giving up my time properly, you know, and made me think about it. So I just wanted to let you know that you kind of hit home to me as well, some truths in your statement. But we don't have any more callers at the moment that has opted to participate, but we have them here just to let you know. You guys who are listening in by phone, we're on the air every day at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, and all the time zones in between. We are looking for you to give us your music, if you are a music artist, to upload your music and promote it on our Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/HHN radio. Put it all on the page. Let everybody know that your music is being supported on the program. And you can upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. Pastor Chris, I'm going to pass it back over to you and let you close out on this portion of the show.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We're going to close out in prayer, and we will talk to you again next week. If anybody would like to reach me between now and then, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook. Just private message me. And I'm not doing a very good job of returning calls, and I'm going to try this week to do a little bit better at that. But let's close out in prayer, and let's go into this week with a whole new mindset and see if we can go change some things. Father, we thank you so much for this evening. We thank you for this time we were able to spend together. Thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for what you're doing. all around the world right now. Father, we just thank you for your son. Thank you for sending your son to die for us to give us a second chance. Father, give us the strength and the peace and the wisdom and the discernment to go into this week and serve those around us, to serve our jobs, to serve our bosses, to serve our families, to see a need and fill a need. Father, show us the way. Father, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you for this time. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless everybody.
This is TV. I got that word, y'all. war for Christ, and you know that I'm sold out. Like a soldier in the machine, no doubt. Go ahead and put your quarter in and pick a can. Forget the devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize nothing in this world can ever change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life. But, hey, I'ma give you my word. But anyway, I ain't tripping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in it back with the Lord riding. Yeah, chilling in the backseat. But if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no backseat.
What you want,
what you want.
You going through, call on God, he take anything you're going through. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through. Look in the mirror, guess what you see? It's you, probably like me, full of dead man's bone. But guess what, my dead man's gone. And I'm filled with the spirit, left foot, right foot. Going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look, you doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is, that's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to feel me. But I'm still illa, God got me high. No angel wings, but I'm still fly. Looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you. Look.
What you want?
And I want you to
we've come to let you know that Jesus cares.
Who fell from grace? He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong. I'll pick you up and step you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God
now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else, and take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad.
Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows, available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
And what does that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
ooh,
I know.
Oh, because I like good vibes.
Yeah, ooh. That old lady, ooh, you. F-I slash you.
You don't want to miss this play, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24th, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Cammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about right here. For real though.
We got to go hard for the Lord, you know? God knows I ain't perfect, but his son is. Amen. Lord, help us stop being odd and start representing God. Don't judge me, I won't judge you. Love me, and I love you. I'm no one special, Lord, but in your eyes I'm special, see. And changing me from glory to glory, your specialty recipe. I pray you get the best of me. You taking all my worst, Lord. G-O-E, God over everything. Help me put you first, Lord. Prime position, no switching. My mission is vision. Godly love relations, no religion. Rebuke and division. Separate the partition. Lord God, because we are Christians, regardless, we're all the body of Christ. So help us remember who God is. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan.
It's no technicality, man. This is reality in all actuality. God is the truth. No fallacy. If you understand it, I'll see. You can accomplish much more. Give God the glory and put him on a mount. No rush more. Some folks are like, what for? God isn't real, but he hasn't changed their hearts yet. So they don't know the deal. God give them something they can feel or send your word right to them. Dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Cut right through them.
Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. He's worthy of the adoration. You wanna idolize me? Pump and break, no hesitation. Cause I'm not deserving, really, man. It doesn't merit you. I wanna make you understand. I hope this is apparent. You gotta put your trust in the Lord and not an artifact. Lord, help us speak the truth in the word. Now that's an art of rap.
Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man.
Like a cancer, it will eat your soul away. A burden weighing more and more each day. Hey, she's your daughter. She's your mother. And today is the only day you have to forgive. Forget how it felt. Now's the time to change it. Release yourself from this prison you built. It's not made of brick. it's a mental institution. You need to fight, or like a cancer it will eat your soul away. A burden weighing more and more each day. Hey, he's your brother, he's your father, and today is the young day. To say sorry, but you never did. Knowing that you may never see them again. Hey, he's your brother, he's your father. And today is the only day. Oh, today is the only, only day. Oh, today is the only day you have to forgive.
Thanks for coming.